What are your favorites of the month? Welcome back to After Hour Happy Hour. We are your chaotic but cathartic co-hosts. I'm Sharon.
I'm Vicky.
I'm Jamila.
And welcome back to another music slash favorites of the month, where we basically share our favorite song or recommendation of the month to each other. We listen to it in advance, share our thoughts, and then we add it on like our favorites portion where we talk all things we've been favoriting, music, clothes, people, etc., I guess. So we can start with the music portion. Who wants to go first?
Before we get started, we're very monochromatic today. Vicky's in all white, I'm in all black, Sharon's in black and white.
Yeah.
Jam nailed my style when, I forgot when she said it, but my style is definitely cute, sexy. I think all my clothes represent that now.
Because sometimes you have like the more cute stuff, but then like the top you have today, it could definitely turn into a little sexier, you know?
Yeah, I like it.
I like it too.
Picasso.
Anyways, music. I'll go first. My song is called Kit Kat, and it's produced by Woogie, but it is by, I don't know who is it by because there's multiple people, but it is under Woody Go-Child, Hoan, CK, and PH1. Girl, I kill you. Very good luck to you. Yeah. Very good luck, luck. Very good luck to you. Very good luck. Boy, I got that sugar rush. I'm going to guess that you guys were like okay about it, but didn't love it. Because I don't know about Sharon actually, because it's like pure hip hop. Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
You're right. I didn't love it. If it played, it came up, like, I'll listen to it, but it wasn't one that I added to my own personal playlist. I think because it was a little too, not like too hip hop, but there's not enough of a bass track for me or backtrack for me.
I can see that.
Yeah, I didn't like love it. I think it was too happy for me. Like too happy of a hip hop song. If it's gonna be hip hop, I want it to be like, you know what I'm saying?
Sharon's gonna give me shit, but this is one of those songs that I've had in my playlist for a really long time, and every time it comes up I'm like, oh my god, this is a really good song, what song is this? And the other day at the gym I finally was like, I need to remember this song because this is like the fifth time that I've done it with this song, so now I'm recommending it.
Nice.
I see a trend amongst like Woogie, PH1.
Yeah, I swear anyone under who were under or is currently under Higher Music is my type of music.
I feel like you're more lyrics or like the,
I like the flow than, of their rapping,
the musicality, yeah, of it. Versus I think Jam and more, yeah. Jam and I are more on the music, like the sexy bassy kind of vibes, right? Yeah.
The other day I recommended a song to both of you guys, Jam, and you're like it. I was meh about it.
No.
It was the song that I individually sent you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The like very bassy, like deep voice one. I think it's called like Do I See It or something like that.
Wait, I think I told you. I feel like it was like missing something, right?
Yeah.
That's something that Sharon said too. Yeah. I like sent it to Sharon first because I was like, I for sure, Sharon's going to fucking love this. I don't know what I'm going to do if she says no. Then she comes back with, I was eh about it.
I like the Lee Yonggi song that you sent. I can't see why you like her voice because it's very deep, a little raspy.
Yeah, and she has really good flow. That was my song. I hope someone out there likes it. I know someone has too because those artists are pretty high up there.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Okay, I could go. My song is Perfect Version. No, Better Version, sorry. Better Version by Sabrina Claudio. It's because I only discovered this recently because I only started listening to her album like 3 days ago. But my guess is that both of you guys probably didn't like it. I think Sharon never really liked the airy kind of voice. And I feel like she might say, I feel like there's something missing. Like it didn't. You good?
No, bird. I swear I thought it was going to come in.
Oh my God.
I would die. I would be on the floor laughing.
Keep going. Sorry.
I think Sharon wouldn't like it because I feel like she's gonna say it was missing a drop or something. It was too similar. There's a word that she says usually, but I forgot what it is. And I think Vicky is meh about it too, because I don't think she likes this type of R&B. She likes more like Jhené Aiko kind of thing.
Well, you're wrong, because I did like it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like Sabrina Claudio. I've listened to some of her songs before. Oh. I can't name any off the top of my head, but sometimes I play her. She's a good like late night doing work and like background music.
I really like the song.
Huh?
Oh, shit. It was like such an easy add to playlist song.
What?
Her voice isn't airy.
Really?
It's buttery.
Yeah, like airy is like hollow.
Oh.
Almost. But yeah. Then hers definitely has like the sexy, smooth vibes to it. No, I really like it.
I'm surprised.
The song made me believe in love again.
Oh, or that's like, kinda
or
cute. It,
not believe in love. She makes me want to feel what she's singing about, because she's talking about like how much she misses him and like she can't wait to see him and like she's really into him. You don't know that, huh? Were you even paying attention to the lyrics, bro?
I've been paying attention to them.
Jam doesn't listen to lyrics.
Oh my god, no! It's like a really like she's in love kind of vibes.
Her next song, Put on Repeat. I like that one. It came up after. I really like that, song too.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I don't know why. I just thought you guys wouldn't like her.
I feel like it's because normally we have very different Western preferences. Yeah.
Oh, maybe she's not singing about... She likes the idea of him. But she says stuff like, God, I love him. I can't wait to see him again. I miss him. I'm just thinking about how much I wish it was him. Or some blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, oh, sheesh.
Better version. Maybe she tried to become a better version of herself.
No, she wants a better version of him.
Oh.
Like, her imagination of him is better than him.
Dude, that's like a very common thing in girls.
Because men ain't shit.
I'm like, wow, why does it feel like, maybe I relate to this song.
Yeah, maybe you do, because we don't like.
Yeah, that's what I was exactly thinking.
We need a better version of that.
Yeah.
Damn, my, I even need to listen to the lyrics. I just felt it.
Oh my God. Jamila, pay attention to the lyrics, okay?
Okay.
I know. It's crazy that we have to tell you to listen to it with headphones. Next, we're going to be like, listen to the lyrics.
Sue, it's because I don't like, I like music, but I don't love music like you guys. I enjoy music, you know. But I really like Rumors by her with Zayn, if I haven't shown that to you guys before.
With Zayn?
Yeah.
Sharon's hooked. She heard Zayn. She's like, I'll listen.
Nice. Thanks, Jam.
You're welcome. Wow. All
right, Sharon.
Okay, so my song that I recommend is called Girl of My Dreams by Juice WRLD featuring or with Suga from BTS. And I swear to God, if you guys don't like it, you have a problem, period. So I think, well,
this is like,
I
the thing like is like she's a 10 it. She's a 10, but then she hates you for not liking
if you
BTS
don't like
songs.
The song, you're a 2. Yeah, just kidding.
Sharon's so biased.
I really am, but I feel like both of you guys would have liked the song, maybe Jam more than Vicky, but if you guys say you didn't, then I'm gonna be really confused.
Who's going first?
You want to go first?
I liked it.
Okay, you didn't love it.
I thought I didn't love it, but I think it's because I don't really like Juice WRLD like that. And I don't remember hearing like Suga, you know? He didn't stand out from Juice WRLD either. And it was very like flatline. I went in liking it and then it never like went to like, oh, I hated it, or an up like, oh shit, I really liked it, you know? I just flatlined it.
Okay.
Well, I like Juice WRLD, so I do like this, but it sounds like another one of his songs, so I wasn't like, I love it. But then when Suga's part came on, I was like, oh, I like his part. Like, it adds a little bit contrast into it because he's raps in Korean and stuff. But then I was like, oh, this is a very Juice WRLD song.
How did you find this song? Because this must be old.
No, it's not old. It was after he passed away. Like, it was this archive of music, I think.
Oh, and then Suga popped on it?
I think it was just, like, his unfinished projects, maybe. Or you know how not all artists release their music, but then if they pass away, they're like a memoir? I think it was like that. Okay, well, I never listened to Juice WRLD because I'm musically not... Like, I don't know a lot of music, right? So I don't know what he sounds like. And I knew that Suga was like featured on this, and I listened to it when it came out, but I think I just never added it or like forgot about it. And then I heard it again recently somewhere, and then I listened to it individually, and I was like, holy shit, music like or songs like this make me remember how much I love music. Like there's only certain songs even if I think like Suga wasn't on it, I would really like it. I like everything about the song.
Dude, the thing is,
I should definitely listen to Juice WRLD.
Have said it in the group chat. I was like, dude, I've been listening to Juice WRLD's album. Like, it's so you good. Have. And then Yes just ignored me.
No, see, I'm very biased because I don't like the demographic of people who listen to Juice WRLD. Therefore, I'm like, I don't like
Juice WRLD.
It's like fuck boys who like think they're hot shit, but they're ugly as fuck. Or like they just disrespect people casually. Okay. Like, I feel like that's the demographic of boys who listen to Juice WRLD. And so then I'm like, I don't want to associate with that type of music.
That's me with Travis Scott.
Okay, yeah, that's like fair. That type of vibes.
Yeah. I'm very biased when it comes to stuff like that. I will do my best to not support you.
I think you should listen to Juice WRLD. This is literally his sound.
Yeah, like if you like this, this is literally his sound. This is why it sounded like very much like his other music. So it didn't stand out. Like,
I see.
I think she's a little...
I'm a little what?
She's defeated.
Oh. She's a little disappointed. No, it's okay. I still really like the song, so... It's fine. Okay, moving on to favorites. Favorite songs, favorite stuff.
I have a favorite game that I recently got obsessed with. I used to play this in high school, and then I re-downloaded it the other day because I didn't really want to work. It's 10-10 exclamation mark, and it's like Tetris on crack. So you get like a board of squares, and they'll give you like Tetris shapes, and then you have to put it on the board, and if you get like a full row, horizontal or vertical, it clears it. And then your goal is to like constantly put the pieces onto the board and like gain points. But I could spend hours on this game.
That's me with Candy Crush.
He always has a new app to share. It's a good thing.
I was just bored.
I was playing Candy Crush on the plane, and then it like restarted my love for it. So I came back. It was on Friday. I didn't work. I played Candy Crush for like 3 hours straight.
Bruh.
Dude. Gaming addiction is real.
I've been really into fashion, especially after New York. Like I just want to make an effort and dress better. And just like how Vicky found her thing, I think me and Sharon have really established that we actually have the same style, because she's wearing a white dress shirt. That's literally all I wore in New York.
Yeah.
How would you describe it though in words? Like, I'm still unsure.
I think it's minimalistic.
Is it like the It Girl type of vibes?
Maybe.
You know? Because like the It Girl is like minimalistic, clean, yeah, but also like accessorized, yeah, but to a certain extent, and like natural makeup but still makeup, that type of look.
That's me, I would say.
Yeah, I feel like that's Sharon. I feel like Maya's, I want to be chic.
Because sometimes you still have edgy to you, Jam.
Like with the leather jacket
right now. Yeah.
But I want to be chic. And then I think the other part is just like, you know how you're like cute sexy? I think Maya, I want to be like sexy cute or sexy slash pretty. Kind of like girly.
Yeah, I'm so over girly.
You're literally wearing a girly top.
No. But my, it's like borderline sexy because it like,
I know. That's why it's cute sexy.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, I think it's like girly.
No. My thing is, if I get called cute another fucking time, I'm gonna punch someone in their throat.
But your style is cute. So how are you
gonna? That's why I need tattoos. Like, if a bitch calls me cute with tattoos,
no,
I'm upset.
I think it's because the sexy part of your shirt is like it opens up in the front, right? But the cute thing is like it's like fringy, yeah, or like it's like fuck, what is that called? Like
frilly?
No, like
runched, root,
puffy.
Yeah, scrunch. That's the word. So it's like a little bit more on the cutie side, you know what I'm saying?
No, but also versus, like, all her tops are like that. So it's always
like sexy,
stuff.
Sexy is like, I don't know, like deeper cut in the front or like open back, like I don't know.
The conservative Asian in me cannot do that. So
Vicky wants to be a hoe, but she can't.
Yeah, I can't even show my back to my parents anymore. So okay, like,
yeah, I couldn't.
What
either.
Can I do? Why can't you show your back to your parents?
My parents yell at me if I wear a tank top.
Oh, right. I forgot you have very conservative parents. I just can't because I have a whole ass back tattoo that they don't know.
Well, the reason why I shared that song is just because I wanted to share something that was BTS related. And on that note,
are you sad? Did you cry?
Yeah, I did. Okay, hear me out. I want to talk about this because you guys probably don't know or like don't care because whatever. But
I know you and Jen talked about it.
Yeah, we did talk about it. We were like writing paragraphs to each other talking about it. We were just getting each other's thoughts because I'm like relatively new ARMY and she's been there from like the beginning kind of thing. But basically, I don't know if you guys know this, but they're going on like a little break, right? And they're focusing on individual music careers, but they were supposed to have a hiatus after they released Map of the Soul in 2020. So after they dropped that album, they were supposed to go on like a world tour, go places that they'd never been before and go all out, like have a last big hurrah and then just kind of take a break and focus on individual stuff. That's why their songs, like for example, Black Swan in Map of the Soul, where they talk about like losing passion for writing music or doing this, basically. And there's a lot of, if you look back on it, there's a lot of songs that like pull at your heartstrings or just talk about like the struggles of being an artist and kind of like almost like a goodbye kind of vibe in some of the songs. So that's what their original plan was. But because COVID happened, they kept on having to like push through because they never knew what was going to happen. And they were talking about like, oh, in hindsight, knowing what we know about COVID now, we could have done the break and then been back by now kind of thing, right? But they didn't know. So the whole time of like 2020 till now, they were just burnt out, but kind of forced almost to continue doing what they were doing. And a part of them felt really guilty to ARMY for like wanting to take a break and stuff. And that's the part that really, I think, got to like ARMY in general. But then after they openly talked about it and stuff, the media and people in general were just so focused on like hiatus or like they're breaking up or like don't use that term, they're not breaking up. Like, it's not about whether it's called a hiatus or not, it's just they're pouring out their hearts of like saying how difficult time it was for them and like all this stuff, and all the media cares about is just, oh, they're breaking up or whatever. But yeah, I think that's what like Jen and I were talking about, and it's like I'm really happy for them to do their individual stuff. Like, I'm really, really excited for them. The thing that made me sad is just how they've been feeling and how burnt out they've been. And it's kind of like, what did I write? I basically wrote, I was sad because it's almost like graduating from college where like you are excited for the next step, but you're still mourning like your past kind of thing. And that's how this felt. And so, yeah, overall, I was really sad. And yeah, but I'm really happy for them. And I'm really excited for their individual stuff. And I don't know if you guys know, but J-Hope officially is dropping his album on July 15th. So.
Is it an album or yeah, is it like an EP?
Oh, shit. It's an album.
Oh, shit. So it's like a full length.
I remember I saw a brief TikTok from their like V-Live. And I remember them saying, oh, when we first signed up for Idols, like, becoming an idol, they never imagined themselves to be in this significant of a role, because if you think about it, they hold a lot of pressure of like not only idol life, but now they're representing like world, like so many different things, like going to the White House, going to the UN, making speeches. And I'm like, that's so true, because when you think about celebrity life, there's like a max capacity you believe that you can reach, and then they definitely like went above and beyond that. So I can't even imagine the amount of pressure that they feel every single day to live up to that expectation. Yeah.
And I feel like they're a lot happier right now. Like, we've been getting fed with a lot of content. Like, Tae is in Paris for the fashion something. And like Namjoon went to Switzerland. They're doing their own thing. And I think Yoongi reminds me of JB. Like, how much happier JB is now. I feel like that's Yoongi right now. So
that's why I like Yoongi, and I'm excited for his
album.
Life.
Yeah, me too.
Well, his life too.
But yeah, that's my, yeah.
Do we have any non-musical favorites?
I do. Stranger Things. Dude, you guys should watch it. It's so good.
I heard season 4 is really good, but I don't want to watch season 2 and 3.
No. Hear me out. I don't think I'm a sci-fi person. Hear me out, okay? Wait, did you watch season 1, Vicky?
Yeah.
Or whatever about it?
Yeah.
So season 4, volume 1 is the most recent one, right? And the first episode, I watched it and I was like, I'm not watching the rest of this shit. Like, it's straight up like The Conjuring. It was terrifying. And I'm not good at scary things at all. I was like, there's no way I'm watching this, right? But then now that I finished it, it's not scary. Like, because you know the backstory of everything. But it made me go on a binge of watching it again from the beginning because I didn't remember like who these characters were or like whatever. So I just like fast forward a lot of the stuff just to remember. And season 2 and 4 were my favorites. So Jam, since you watched 1, you should watch 2 and then watch 3 and then watch 4. But then I say this and I know you're not going to do it. So then whatever.
I'll watch it if someone watches it with me. I think I'm really bad at watching things myself.
Oh my
God,
not
because
same.
I don't want to. It's because I have other things that I need to do. But yeah. If I'm like watching it with someone, then I'm like, okay, like I'll take this time. Like we're spending time together watching something. But if it's by myself, oh my I'm like, God, okay, I need to edit. Like I always have something to do. So I don't feel like it's okay for me to watch something when I'm like, I have something else to do.
I feel the same exact way. Oh, nice. Like unless I'm like very invested into something, like Chloe, I would watch it if you guys were there with me. I would probably end up loving it too. But then if I watch it by myself, I'm like, oh, this is not it.
That's
probably a good thing.
It's like the last time I've watched, really like finished something, it was because we had to film an episode on it.
Oh my God. Okay, actually, no. Now that you guys talk about TV shows, my favorite of the month, the only show that I finished by myself is A Love So Beautiful, and it's a K-drama, but it is a remake of a Chinese drama.
Oh, yeah. I was like, that sounds so familiar.
So, like, I watched the Chinese version, like, so many freaking times because it's, like, head-ass cute. But then I think the K-drama one is a lot more cuter. Like, I was literally like, ah, this is so cute. What the fuck?
Yeah. No, you like those, like, school shit. Like, you really like the other Chinese drama. I forgot what it's called.
Unrequited Love.
No. It's like Yijiren Wei Ming or something like that.
Oh, go away.
Yeah.
I really like, what is it? They're like school life to grown-up life, you know? Because both of these dramas are like that, where they start off like in school and then the season progresses to them like going through life challenges and life. And then they're like an adult and it's really cute.
Is that your trope?
Yeah, I do like that trope.
It's trope.
Like high school lovers. Trope is like stereotypes, but like things that you like in books, like enemies to lovers or like best friends from younger kids to older.
For me, it's the CEO and like the girl, like the
billionaire CEO.
Yeah, like the CEO, like the rich CEO and the girl. And then the novels I read is all literally that trope. And then the additional thing is like when the CEO is like a douchehole, but eventually they warm up to them and become like the greatest like boyfriend and husband.
So Christian Grey.
Yeah, kind of.
Jam likes that.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Dude.
And Vicky needs like the hella shit that's not deep.
But then the thing is, she hates hella shit, but she just watches hella hella shit.
Okay, but like it's so cute. Like, what's an example?
Oh, wait, did you like True Beauty like that?
Yeah, I did. But I think like K-dramas are harder for me to stick because it's hard for me to sit and watch it and then like be in love with it, you know? I think it's a language barrier.
Oh, that's fair.
Wait, what's your trope? Do you have one, Sharon?
Mine's true love.
I only have a trope.
Like realistic, like not realistic, but just love exists kind of stuff.
But is it like long time lover trope? Like there's so many true love scenarios. Like they could have met when they're kids and then lost contact and reconnected. That's like long-term love. Or like, oh, they hated each other and then suddenly they realize that like their hatred is love for each other. That's another trope.
No, it's just like meeting someone and then being your soulmate kind of vibes.
Love at first sight.
It's like fate.
Yeah, it's fate.
Yeah, fate.
Ah.
Oh. Yeah. That's a specific trope too. Like fate aligns for them. Jam loves like power couple vibes.
Oh yeah, you do.
That's what I want for myself.
I like cutesy shit. Fuck, why do I like cutesy stuff?
This is very telling of our personalities though. Or like,
oh, like the type of K-dramas you like?
Yeah.
But the thing
Jam
is,
wants that power couple of, even when you say like, oh, I would date someone who does content, like we would be like a power couple when it comes to like content. I'm like, a man needs to prove me wrong and tell me, and prove to me that
you like the perfect man.
Kind of, yeah. And then Vicky needs
simplicity.
Yeah.
I feel like if that happened to her in real life, she'd be like, what? Would you want those things to happen to you in real life?
Certain things, no. I don't know how to describe it. It's like very simple little things that will make me happy. Like I thought this was really extra, but it was so cute. So it's like a really, it's a famous scene in the drama that they remade, but she, at one point, the main girl was like upset at the guy for over a past relationship incident. So that's why they broke up or whatever. And he like is still loyal to her. And like she ended up having to go to the hospital for her dad, and he's a doctor. So then when he was like getting ready to leave, he looked at the backseat of his car and he was like, oh, it's empty. Let me put stuff in there just in case I like drive past her and give her a ride. She has to sit in the front with me. So then there's like a scene where he like goes to his trunk and takes out everything in his trunk and puts it in his backseat so that when he like drove by her, she, like he knew that she was gonna go sit in the backseat because she don't want to like talk to him, but then she couldn't because there's hella shit back there. So then she sat in the front and I was like, that's kind of cute.
Is that considered, that's not acts of service, is that just like thoughtfulness? Or like,
it's just like, you know me so well that you like do this shit to purposely like make me do other things, you know?
See, Vicky needs a good person.
Do we not need a good person?
I feel like I'm a little opposite of Jam, where like outside they don't look good, but interiorly they like love me. Like they want the best for me, you know?
It's like their looks might look like they don't care about you whatsoever, but deep inside they're actually like a super big softy.
They like care a lot. Yeah, they care a lot about me.
Where I'm like, oh, the looks could be really pure. But then inside they're a little like, I feel like inside they're a little like hoey, I guess.
Oh. Yeah, they like play around and joke with you a lot. Because I remember, I don't know if we'll keep this in, sure, if I don't mention names. But I remember like in high school, I used to hang out with a friend. And then nothing ever happened. We were just friends. But then post high school, like the girls that I used to hang out with, they're like, bro, you were hella dumb about that shit because he like wanted something out of you guys, but also he didn't want to make a move because he was like, you deserve better. Until this day, that still is like a soft spot in my heart, because I'm like, wow, like he want the best for me. Like even himself, he didn't want to make a move because he didn't think he was good enough, which I was like, oh, but that's still like very sweet, you know?
Interesting. So like Vicky needs someone to wholeheartedly pay attention to her, but also ignore her.
Yeah.
Or be too busy for her from time to time.
It's like unconditional love.
Yeah.
How did our favorites go into the type of relationship?
A whole analysis of our types.
Well, that's our favorites for this month in music, and I guess the type of relationships we want in life, because our conversations just goes everywhere. So yeah, we'll see you in our next favorites. Bye.
Goodbye.